Hello, and welcome to No Nonsense Wisdom Wednesday with Coach Lisa, where with every episode, I will give you strategies and insight that will make you uncommon on purpose. In this week's episode, let's talk about this. I want to talk about making the adjustment. It's time to make the adjustment. All right, you ready? Let's go. You know, many people right now are struggling with so many things. You know, we have a lot going on around us in the world, and the shifts and the changes are nonstop. And some of these things are good, yep, and some are not so good. The question is, how are you responding and not reacting, but how are you responding to the changes and situations around you? Or I might ask, how are you responding to the demands being made on you? So let me stop a minute. Let me define adjustment. And I know you know what it means, but I need to do this anyway. So just take a moment and listen to me, all right? Adjustment defined. Adjustment is defined as a small alteration or movement made to achieve a desired fit, appearance, or result. It's the process of adapting or becoming used to a new situation, all right? So I think we got that. So listen, so, you know, when demands are made on us or when a demand is made on us to adjust to something, it can be very uncomfortable, especially when it's not something I want to adjust to. It can actually make you mad. Yeah, I know. Especially if that adjustment is just something that you don't want to do at the time. You don't feel it. You're not doing it. And you're just not. I know. You know, you may feel like everything is okay. So why do I need to adjust? You know, why do I need to change? Why do I need to make the shift? Well, you know what? Let me say this to you. Actually, you don't have to do anything. I tell everyone I meet, I tell everyone in my classes, every coaching client I have, you don't have to do anything. You really don't. You don't have to change. You don't have to shift. You don't have to adjust. You don't even have to acknowledge the demand being made on you. Mm-hmm. But then my question is, at what cost? You know, what's the cost if you choose not to make the adjustment? Are you listening to me? Listen to me. We're getting ready to go on a little ride right now. So I just need you to listen. Yeah, yeah. What are the downsides if you choose not to make the adjustment? All right. So listen, everything in life requires some sort of adjustment from all of us at different times. So let me give you just a few. Let me show you what I mean. So listen, like, you know, when babies are born, yeah, when you get that new little baby, that new little bundle of joy, yeah, the whole family has to adjust because of the needs of the little one. The sleep pattern has to adjust. Your everything adjusts. Your money adjusts, because of this new, cute, tiny little human that needs all of your attention. Yeah, you got to make the adjustment. Mm-hmm. Here's another one. When you have determined to get a higher education degree, would you agree that you got to make some adjustments? You got to make adjustments and be disciplined enough to study to get that degree. Some sleepless nights. Yeah. Some money coming out of your pocket. Yeah. You got to make the adjustment. Mm-hmm. Listen, when people get married, yep, the husband and the wife have to make adjustments because, you see, what they have to remember, they have to consider it's not only them now, but they have to consider the feelings, thoughts, and the needs of another person. So yeah, sometimes that some people got to make a lot of adjustments right there. Oh yeah. You know, when people go through a divorce, now that's a hard adjustment to make. I know because I've been there. You know, I went through a lot of denial and resistance, but you know what? I had to adjust. I had to adjust to the fact that the marriage was over. I had to adjust to the fact that I had to do things differently. I had to adjust to the fact that although that marriage was over, I still had to live. I had to get well. I had to get healed. I had to get whole. And, you know, to help me do that, I had to refocus my faith and put it completely back on God. Mm-hmm. And I had to have others come alongside me and push me in ways to make adjustments, to think differently. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, here's another one. When people start a business, they have to make all kinds of adjustments. They have to know that they are no longer just a worker, but an entrepreneur. That's a whole mindset shift. So if you're going to be successful in business, listen, you can't sleep all day. You have to make the adjustments. Are you listening? You know, you can't waste time being frivolous. You have to make the adjustment. You just can't spend money like you want to. You have to make the adjustment. Yeah, you can't be foolish. You have to gain wisdom and make the adjustments. And just because you work from home, if you have a home business, no, you can't be in the bed all day. You can't be watching TV and eating popcorn and Haagen-Dazs and all that stuff. Yeah, I said it. You need to make the adjustment. And speaking about eating, listen, when you need to change your eating habits, you got to make adjustments. You already know that your eating habits aren't good for you right now. You know it. You know how your body feels right now. You know the last report from your doctor was not the best. So what do you need to do? You need to make the adjustment. Listen, I remember doing COVID. Oh, man, I was eating all kinds of stuff. Are you listening? I was eating all kinds of stuff. My husband and I, we were at Dairy Queen every night. I was getting an Oreo blizzard with triple Oreo cookies. Yeah, it was good. It was good. But yeah, I started feeling it. Yeah, my blood pressure and everything was going crazy. I had to stop. We both had to stop and make some adjustments. Even the coffee we would drink daily. Are you listening? Oh my gosh. When we made that adjustment, man, that the first 2 days, I had such a coffee addiction headache. It was unbelievable. Make the adjustment. Listen, when you're trying to get out of debt, you have to make the adjustment. Yeah, you can't just keep spending and spending and saying you don't make enough money. You can't say that they're not paying you enough, because the question is that the truth, or do you need to learn to budget? Do you need to make a budget? Do you need to get creative and bring more money in? See, the fact is, you might need to look at your spending habits that have gotten you where you are. I know I'm probably making some people real mad right now. I know, but you know what? That's good. I'm good with that. That's actually good when you get mad, because when you get mad enough, because you've had enough, then you'll make the adjustment. Did you hear me? I'm gonna say that again. See, when you get mad enough, because you've had enough, then you might make an adjustment. That's right. I said it. Listen, when people get promoted, that can be a big adjustment to make. The requirements are different when you get promoted. Make the adjustment. The expectations are higher. Make the adjustment. The goals are bigger. Make the adjustment. And you know what? There might be uncomfortable decisions you have to make as a leader. You need to make the adjustment and do what you have to do. If you're not ready to do that as an uncommon leader, then you need to step back and let somebody else do it who's ready to step into that and make the necessary adjustments. When you move to a new city, you got to make adjustments. When situations in life in general start to shake around you and become unsteady, it might mean that you need to make some adjustments. Don't ignore the warning signs. They're telling you something has to change. Did you hear me? Frustration is simply a signal that something has to change. Look, bad decisions will cause you to have to make adjustments. You'll have to come to grips with the fact that, you know what, I made that bad decision, and now I got to adjust myself to deal with and minimize the consequences of that decision. Mm-hmm. Listen, there are people around you that keep you from making the adjustment. Did you hear what I said? Yeah. You know what? And you need to take note of that, because there are some people that are keeping you stuck, that are keeping you broke, that are keeping you discontent, that are keeping you unhappy, you know, and you see it. You need to take note of it, and you need to make an adjustment, and you need to do it like right now. Listen, when you need to right some wrongs, whatever they are, you need to make the adjustment. Don't let wrongs and grudges and hurts and wounds keep you from adjusting. Face them, deal with them, make the adjustment. You know what? Forgive people, let them go, and keep going. Make the adjustment. You're not hurting anybody but yourself. Yeah. When you won't forgive and let go, you're not hurting anybody but yourself. Yeah. So listen, I could go on and on, but I think you get the point. You know, and some of you listening right now, a demand is being made on you to make some adjustments. You see it. And you know it. And I'm going to tell you something. You can fight it all you want to, but one way or another, something has to change. You know, and for me in my life, it's been easier for me to make the adjustment or get help to make the adjustment. And I'll tell you, I didn't like the process, but on the other side of the process, if you're willing, I can tell you from personal experience, there is such success. There is such peace. There is such a level of joy that I cannot even explain to you. But you have to be willing to make the adjustment. So listen, if you have to make some adjustments and you're just really struggling, I get it. I completely get it. Whatever it is, there's a way. And it simply starts with your mindset and your willingness to see that you need to make the adjustment. So I'm Coach Lisa, and I can help you see what you need to see. I can help you hear what you need to hear. I can help you move to the place you need to move to in terms of making an adjustment if you're willing. So give me a call. You can reach me at 954-470-9779. Or my email, CoachLisa@nonontraining.com. Yes, I answer my own phone and I respond to my own emails. Okay. So reach out to me. I'm here to help you. All right. So, okay, I'm done. I'm done with this podcast. So you still breathing? You still breathing? Good, good. Yeah, and you can stop fussing at me now through the podcast. You can stop and just go make the adjustment. Just go over there and make the adjustment. You'll be okay. I promise you'll be okay. Mm-hmm. It's Coach Lisa signing off. Now you go and you have an amazing no-nonsense day. Make the adjustment. You can do this. Just make up your mind and do it. All right? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.